some needs we want to come and ask you to pray about tonight. If you'd help us to pray together. Remember Sister Erica Rankins. Today, of course, she's in a lot of pain and started therapy on her today. And she was having her oxygen level was down, so they put her in intensive care for a little while today. And it seems like her oxygen has improved. So just remember, Erica, she's got a little ways to recover here. And she needs the Lord to touch her. So remember Tim and Erica Rankins. Also, Mary Breeden, her family really need prayer. So ask you to remember Mary Breeden in prayer and her family. James is with us tonight. We're going to have prayer for him tonight, but we need to remember him in prayer. He's got a test tomorrow, and he needs the Lord to touch his body. Amen. Anybody else have a need tonight? Okay. Remember Dawn. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Sister Morgan. All right. Remember that unspoken request. Sister Carolyn? I'm sorry? Okay. Unsaved loved ones, yes. Many of us have that need tonight. Anyone else? Yes, Sister Elaine. All right. It's member David. Need to touch. Amen. This service tonight. My, we've been having such good services. Amen. So let's be praying for this service tonight. The Lord will move for us tonight. All right? Amen. Let's come to the altar and let's pray. Ask the Lord to meet these needs tonight.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Johnson, won't you help us tonight, if you would? Amen. Let's get in a songbook and let's get in and help them sing tonight, all right?
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you'll trust and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. One more time. Oh, leave it there, just leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, God will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Page 313 in the green book. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Why not saying, come unto me?
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care? Do unholy feelings struggle in your breast? Bring your case to Jesus, He will give you rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. dark with sin and shame, stumbling toward the pit of hell's consuming flame. By the powers of sin, deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd, come to me and rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you if your claim is best. In the Holy Spirit, He will give you rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Oh, come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be seated if you like. Page 355, Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
355. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Verse 2, I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I've been wanting to sing this ever since they sang that song the other night about can't nobody do me like Jesus. He ain't never done me nothing but good. Let's sing that. Oh, He ain't never done me nothing, done me nothing but good. Children, He ain't never done me nothing, done me nothing but good. Ain't that true? He ain't never done me nothing but good. Oh, He ain't never done me nothing but good. Oh, He ain't never done me nothing but good. Children, He ain't never done me nothing but good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In a red book, page 122. Lord's eyes are over the righteous, and His ears
are open to their cry. Page 122 in the Red Book. We're going to make you follow it then, Sister Ruth. Sometimes I feel discouraged, and I think my work in vain. Might be a little high. I'm tempted off to murmur, to grumble and complain. But when I think of Jesus and what He bore for me, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. There is no other refuge can save, Lord, but Thee. Through this old world I wander, far, far from Thee. Then I cried, O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. I have a friend in Jesus, blessed anchor of the soul. I feel His presence ever when stormy billows roll. And when I think of Jesus and what He bore for me, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. There is no other refuge can save, Lord, but Thee. Through this old world I wandered, far, far from Thee. Then I cried, O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. Sometimes I feel I cannot go one step further on. My body waxing older and faltering steps begun. But when I think of Jesus and what He's done for me, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. There is so far, far from Thee. Then I cried to the Rock of Ages.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Lord's good to us, church. Praise God. Hides us in time of a storm. That illustration last night that Brother Webb told about them kids in the train tunnel. Amen. Hold on to the rock. Hold on to the rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Glad you're with us tonight.
Amen.
We've been having good services. The Lord's been helping us. And I've been appreciating the blessings of the Lord that we've been feeling in every service. Appreciate the good messages that Brother Webb's been preaching to us. Amen. He's been preaching great messages and just what we needed. I felt like last night's message, man, was what a lot of people needed in Bethel Chapel. And if we just, sometimes I think we respond a little bit slow because we don't want to be the first one to step out. Right? We don't want to be the only one to respond. But there was a number of last night that really needed to hear it from the Lord last night. And I thank God for the message that we've heard. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate your giving on Sunday night's offering, but we're going to receive an offering tonight for Brother Webb. And if the brothers would get ready to help us with that, amen, we'll receive an offering here. Let's be a blessing to him. Hey, I don't know what their schedule is and where they're heading, where they're going, but I want to be a blessing to them and help them tonight. All right? Amen. Praise God. You rallying your troops, Brother Jackson? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you tonight, God, and we thank you for your blessings and what you've done in our hearts tonight, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the moving of the Spirit of God. I thank you for the anointing that we felt in the services and the touch of God that we have felt in the altars. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done in every heart and every life. Lord, I thank you for your encouragement and for the Spirit of God tonight. Lord, would you bless the Webbs and bless this offering. Help us, O God, to meet their need, and we'll give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed
thy love divine. Sweet glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Good to have Danny and Tamara with us. Amen. Stand and testify. Danny. Right. Have them with us tonight. Amen. I'm glad that James could come be in service with us tonight. And he's not been well for some time, and his conditions grew worse. Tomorrow he has a test that they're going to be doing, and he really needs the Lord to touch him. And so he's come tonight, and I've asked him if he, I know this, he's kind of backward about this, but we're going to have prayer for him. And this would be a good time, maybe tonight, if you need prayer in your body, and you'd like for us to have prayer for you tonight. I wish you'd just come right now. Amen. James, come on if you would. And any others that might need prayer for your body tonight, amen, just step out right now, okay? Amen. Amen. Come ahead, James. Let's have some of the brothers come with him tonight, if you would. Some of you brothers come with him and let's have prayer, all right? Amen.
never be the same. Oh, there is only one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Then your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch Him. Hallelujah. Just believe when you call on His name. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Let's give Him praise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Then your life will never be the same. Oh, there is only one way to touch Him. Just believe when you call on His name. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Amen. When you pray and you ask God to touch you and you are trying to believe, you can be sure that Satan is going to try to point out all the times that you've prayed and God hasn't moved. He's going to try to make you believe that you're praying in vain and that you're wasting your time. Saying all the times, look, you prayed this time and that time and this time and that time. And look, what did God do for you there? What did God do for you here? But amen, I want you to know God still answers prayer. We've seen God answer prayer this week. We've seen God move this week. Amen, things that were on our heart that burdened us. We've seen God move in the church. And do some great things. I believe that God still works miracles. And I believe that God still heals. Right? Last night we was telling some of those of you that were here about Erica's accident. And of course she hit that fire truck sitting there in the left lane. Just hit it head on. And I'm not joking you. There wasn't that much space between her seat and the steering wheel. That steering wheel bent all the way down, all the way around to the steering column, and just smashed all the way in there. Those, of course, there's firemen and paramedics already on the scene, so they just run and jump right in there, and they are thinking they're going to find somebody dead. And they told her, they said, you know, that airbag and that seatbelt saved your life. And she's still, you know, kind of trapped in a vehicle. She said, no, it wasn't a seatbelt. And it wasn't an airbag, but it was God that saved my life. Say, but she broke her leg. Well, that don't mean that God did not save her life. Man, I'll tell you, it was the hand of God that saved her and spared her life. Amen. Amen. And there's been other needs this week that God's moved on and miracles that God's done. Amen. And I thank God that He's still touching people's lives today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want Brother and Sister Webb to come sing to you, preach to you. Amen. Take their liberty tonight.
Hallelujah. Well, if you're saved and you know it, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're saved and you're happy about it, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord once again this evening. appreciate the Lord and the spirit that we feel here tonight. I want to say I appreciate so much your giving and the offerings. We appreciate that. You've been a great blessing to us. Thank you, everyone that's taken us out to eat and the fellowship that we've had. Just been a wonderful time in the Lord this week. And we just appreciate Bethel Chapel. We appreciate your pastor and his wife. I want you to know, Bethel Chapel, I know you already know this, but I want to give honor where honor's due. You got a great man of God and a great woman of God leading you. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for your pastors. They're great ones. And I just want to say thank you so much for everything that's been done. Also, I want to say, I haven't said this week, but I appreciate my good wife. Hallelujah. We've been married about a year and 7 months. And besides my salvation, I believe she's the most precious thing that's ever happened to me. I love her so much. She's so wonderful to me. And I want to thank God for her. I was thinking today about in the book of Psalms where the psalmist wrote, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." There's a lot being said tonight about the Lord being good. And Brother Adair, I got to meditating on that verse a while back. And I really wondered why the psalmist didn't write, "Just pull your chair up to the table and get all you want because he's good." I just was wondering why he didn't write it that way. And I was meditating on it. And really, I felt the Lord speak to my heart and use kind of a natural illustration to me. And he said, "Tim, when you go to a buffet and there's something on that buffet that you've never had, you don't get a plate full. You just get a little bit. You take it back to your seat. You taste it. And if you like it, you'll go back and get some more." And I felt like that was what the psalmist was saying. He was so confident that you'd like what you tasted. He just said, "Just taste and see that the Lord is good. And I know you'll come back for some more." Isn't that what we're doing here tonight? We're coming back to get some more from the Lord. Getting a taste is never a waste. I want to tell you here tonight, if you've not tasted of the Lord, I want to challenge you tonight around this altar. Come and try Him out. And I promise you, you'll be satisfied every time. Hallelujah. We'll try to sing before we get into the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you would, stand and help us if you're able here tonight. Hallelujah.
Nothing can hold me here. I'm headed home.
Well, now heavenly gates are near.
It won't be long until I'm walking on streets of gold. Singing around God's throne, nothing can hold me here. I'm headed home.
Well, now nothing can hold me here.
I'm headed home. Heavenly gates are near. It won't be long until I'm walking on streets of gold. Singing around God's throne, nothing can hold me here. I'm headed home. Hallelujah.
Well, some seek for wealth down here, some
look for fame, but I look for Jesus, with Him I'll reign. Oh, I'm just a pilgrim here, soon I'll be gone, nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Well, now nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Heavenly gates are near, it won't be long until I'm walking on streets of gold. Singing around God's throne, nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home.
If I should die down here before that trumpet sounds,
and they lay my body in that cold, old ground, friend, you don't have to cry for me, don't see me, no sad songs. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Well, now nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Heavenly gates are near, it won't be long until I'm walking on streets of gold. Singing around God's throne, nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Hallelujah.
Some seek for wealth down here, some look for fame. I look for Jesus, with Him I'll reign.
Well, I'm just a pilgrim here, soon I'll be gone. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Heavenly gates are near, it won't be long until I'm walking on streets of gold. Singing around God's throne, nothing can hold me.
can hold me here. I'm headed home.
And when the gates are near, it won't be long
until I'm walking on streets of gold. Singing around my strong, nothing can hold me here. I'm headed home.
Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and give the Lord a good praise right here. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, if you would, turn to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. Sister, if you would, give me a little more monitor, if you would. Hallelujah. Praise God. My voice is a little bit better tonight. Still not out of the woods yet, but I appreciate the Lord helping us with that. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37. Hallelujah. I think my wife hasn't testified this week, has she? I don't think. I want my wife to stand and testify. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Ezekiel chapter 37. Very familiar scripture. Hallelujah. Let the Lord lay this on our heart. It'd be great to see somebody filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, wouldn't it? I'd just like to see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost here tonight like they did have in the Acts chapter 2. I'd love to see it again. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 1. Reads like this. The hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. Put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, and as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, and bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. I want to direct your attention back to verse 7, where it says, so I prophesied, and as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. And just be reading one verse there. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. Hallelujah. Most of us can probably quote it. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. When they had prayed, the place was shaking. If you would, stretch your hand this way one more time. Ask the Lord to help us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the way you've helped us every night in this revival, the way you've moved around the altar. Now pray tonight that you would quicken my body. Lord God, anoint my lips to say what you'd have me to, no more, no less. Anoint their ears to hear, their hearts to receive. Move around this altar service tonight. Give us an outpouring of your Spirit. And once again, we'll give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And the church says, amen. Glory to God. I'd like to preach us a simple thought here tonight on we've got a shaking in the making. Hallelujah. We've got a shaking in the making. We read here in Ezekiel chapter 37 about these valley of dry bones. And the Bible said that these bones were very dry and they were dead. There was an exceeding great army that was laying in this valley. They were all dead. They had no breath in them. But the Spirit of the God come to Isaiah and said, prophesy to these bones, and behold, there was a noise and a great shaking, and the bones came together, and then the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up, an exceeding great army. And we are like these bones that's in this valley without the moving of the Spirit of God. We are dead, we are dry, for the moving of the Spirit is our resource for spiritual renewal. It's comfort in the midst of our spiritual crisis. It is breath for our spiritual life. Also, the Holy Spirit is the rain that refreshes. It's the fire that warms. It's the seal that secures. It's the oil that anoints. It's the power that enables. It is the touch that inspires. Church, what we need most in this day and hour is a moving and a shaking of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I found so many churches in this day and hour. Some of them are growing cold. They're growing in a state of sleeping. But what we need the Lord to do in this day and hour is shake us and wake us up and get the church on fire once again. I believe that's why we have revival, isn't it? Just to stir it up in our heart and to make sure the fire is built up like it should be in our lives. Hallelujah. There was a man back home. He lived in Glasgow, Kentucky. His name was Leslie Puckett. He was doing some errands for his wife one day. He had actually just brought him a brand new vehicle. He went to the grocery store for his wife to pick up some groceries. Well, he was in there a little bit, and when he come back out from picking up them groceries, he walked out to his car, and he got in that brand new vehicle, so proud of it. You know, Brother Brim, he sat down in it, and he put the key there in the ignition, and he tried to start it, and it wouldn't turn over, it wouldn't click, it wouldn't do nothing. And he thought, something's bad wrong. I just bought this brand new vehicle and it won't even start up. After just a moment of trying to start it, he popped the hood. He walked around to the front. He lifted up the hood. And while he was in the grocery store, somebody had stolen the motor out of his brand new vehicle. Well, vehicles are very peculiar things. One day they'll start up and the next day, for no apparent reason, just seems like they go kerplunk in Kentucky terms, just seems like they don't do nothing, and just for no apparent reason. But the most valid reason for a vehicle not to start is if it doesn't have a motor, because it has no power to propel itself. It has no power to start up, and that's the way the church is. Sometimes we find ourselves having trouble getting our services off the ground. We have trouble getting revival going in our hearts. You know why? Because sometimes we're just not hooked up to the motor. We're not hooked up to the Holy Ghost. But I have been seeing around this altar this week people putting out them jumper cables that I preached about Sunday night called prayer and praise, and getting hooked up to the Holy Ghost. And I've been feeling the power of God moving around this place. I believe Bethel Chapel has a shaking in the making. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me, Lord. But it's not by our might that we can do it. It's not by our power, but it's by His Spirit. It's by His moving. It's by His touch. Can you say amen? Amen. I might preach a little slower tonight, but I feel this on our heart. Hallelujah. We read of a man named Samson in the Bible. We all know his story well. and how he was moved on by the Spirit of God at times. He was a judge of Israel, and really he was a great man of God. But we notice that he got caught up into sin, and he got caught up with a woman named Delilah, and he got in that sin, and he didn't realize it, but that sin had taken the power out of his life, had taken the moving out of his life. We read in Judges chapter 16 and verse 20, after he had already lied to Delilah three times, and he thought he was going to go out and shake himself like he did at other times. It says, Judges 16:20, and she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not, or he knew not, that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison. He lost the power of God. He thought he could go out as at other times and shake himself. Real, what we need in this day and hour is not trying to shake ourselves, but we need the Holy Ghost to shake us. Isn't that the way the modern charismatic Pentecostalism is? They're trying to shake themselves. They're trying to make things happen that only God can make happen. They're trying to tell people they're saved before they ever repented and turned from their sin. They're declaring people healed while they still remain in that sick state. They're trying to teach people how to talk in tongues before the Spirit ever comes on them and gives them the utterance to do so. Friend, what we need this day and hour is not fake fire, but it's fresh fire. Hallelujah. I said we don't need fake fire. We need fresh fire. We don't need another imitation. We need a demonstration, a divine visitation from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm hungry to see it, church. Oh, my Grandpa Webb's a holiness preacher, and he's told me so many stories how the Holy Ghost has fell and moved, and how people's been healed and saved, and the mighty acts and outpouring of God. But friend, we can't last off the past. We can't last off their experiences. We've got to get an experience for ourselves. And I believe in the last days we can still have a move of the Holy Ghost. Some people don't think we can have revival, but I'm part of the church that believes Jesus Christ is still the same today as He was in Acts chapter 2. I believe He can still pour it out on us here tonight, don't you? Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't need a counterfeit. We need that real thing. Without the visitation of the Spirit of God, we are like them valley of dry bones that were dead. Our prayer meetings will be dead. Our singing will be dead. Our preaching will be dead. Our worship services will be dead. Our series of meetings will be dead. Oh, but church, we've got to get a hunger for another move of the Holy Ghost. Sister Brim has wrote that song, A New Wave of Glory. Oh, I want to see the Lord do it again. I don't want a new way, but I want a fresh touch of the old time way. Hallelujah. I'm glad in the midst of this generation of counterfeits, there's still a real genuine experience of salvation, a genuine experience of healing, a genuine experience of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying, Lord, do it again, Lord, do it again. Shake us again, and I believe He will. Hallelujah. There is no doubt when the real shaking of the Holy Ghost comes, because God is not the author of confusion. He's the author of confirmation. Hallelujah. We don't have to force our faith to work. You don't have to have somebody to push you in. When the real thing comes, you'll just respond to it. Won't you? Hallelujah. I believe it draws you in. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, Jesus had told them disciples, "Go tarry till you be endued with power from on high." They had never saw an outpouring of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost before. They had never saw people endued with power before like to this total, because the Holy Ghost had not been sent to us yet. So they went to the upper room not knowing really what they was waiting on.
They just went on the promise from Jesus saying, go tarry. Well, when Jesus ascended, before that, when Jesus ascended up into heaven, there was them men there on the mountain, and they were watching Jesus go, and after he ascended into heaven, they didn't immediately go tarry, because the angels had to come down and say, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? But go tarry till you be endued with power from on high. I feel that's the way it is with some people in the house of God. When Jesus said, it's available to you, when the Holy Ghost is moving around the altar, some people's just sitting around gazing. They're watching everybody else get in. Have you ever heard this testimony? Oh, it just blessed me so much to see brother so-and-so get in. It blessed me so much to see sister so-and-so get in. And that's wonderful. I'm glad that blesses you. But I want to tell you, you can get such a greater blessing if you get a blessing for yourself. Get greedy about it. Get hungry about it. Get thirsty about it. And you can be filled up for yourself. Oh, I'm so hungry. I am so hungry to see a move of God in this generation. Like they've never had it before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My brother David, he lives in Hodgenville, Kentucky. He said he was driving down the road the other day, Brother Brim, and he said he passed a sign on the side of the road, and it simply said this, fresh oil ahead. Hallelujah. Well, I got to praying about that little sign, Brother Brim. I did. It may sound funny, but I got to praying about that sign, and I felt the Lord speak to my heart. And He said, for the true church in 2007, there is fresh oil ahead. Hallelujah. There's a fresh touch. There's a fresh anointing. There's a fresh power. The question is not if God is going to pour out His Spirit. The question is, do you want it? Are you hungry for it? Like I preached the other night, do you have your cup turned up? Because if you do, He'll fill it up. I believe we've got a shaking in the making. Do you want it? You can have it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Do we have any painters here? Anybody that's ever painted in the house of God? Anybody that's ever painted? Raise your hand if you have. Have you ever went to, say, Walmart or Lowe's or something like that and bought some paint? What do they do with it before you take it home? They'll put it in that little machine, or they'll do it themselves. They'll shake it up. Hallelujah. You know why? Because it's been sitting on that shelf for too long. And you know what? They have to shake it up and then stir it up so you can use it. Hallelujah. And I felt the Lord speak to my heart and tell somebody here tonight, you've been sitting way too long. The Lord wants to shake you up. He wants to. I'm not trying to get honest. I'm just telling you what the Lord has told me here tonight. Oh, don't stone the messenger. If you don't like it, take it up with Jesus. I just felt like telling the church, you got to shake it. If you want it, put yourself in His hands and He'll fill you up. He'll give you a revival that you can't even contain. I believe He can fill this church up with souls that wants to be saved. Oh God, I pray at Bethel Chapel, Lord, would you stir this church? Would you give them that shaking where they'll desire it so much that they'll see the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this last day. Friend, you know what the Holy Ghost shaking will do? I want to just read a few things here that it'll cause. It'll cause the sleeping folk to wake up. It'll cause the lukewarm folk to fire up. It'll cause the dishonest folk to confess up. The disgruntled folk to sweeten up. The gossipers to shut up. Discouraged folk to look up. Dead bones to shake up. True soldiers to stand up. And church members to pray up. Hallelujah. Oh, we need that so much in this day and hour. But you know why we need it? Because the need is so great. The hour is so late. The night is so near. And the situation is so desperate. We're so close to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. The world is so wicked. We see these people going on shooting sprees in colleges, in high schools. Oh, we need revival in America. I pray, Lord, let Bethel Chapel be a church that's on fire, that's reaching out to the lost at any cost through penance. Pentecost. Hallelujah. Let us have an old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost here tonight. We need a God-breathed, heaven-sent, devil-chasing, soul-saving, life-changing shaking of the Holy Ghost in this service tonight. Hallelujah. You know, there's loved ones, lost loved ones in this house that is counting on you. Oh, hallelujah. They're never going to see it. They're never going to get saved if you don't get filled up. If you don't get on fire. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I know I'm just a young preacher. But I want to tell you more than anything in this day and hour. I want to see revival poured out. I want to see souls saved. I want to see what they used to see, don't you? Aren't you tired of just coming to church time after time? I know at times we have outpourings of the Spirit and it's so great, but I want to see it more and more, don't you? I want to see it every service. I believe we can. He don't change. I believe it's us that changes. Oh, one of the brothers said tonight, he come in so tired, but thank God he still come. He pressed on through. So many times we let the devil keep us back. But you know what? Jesus appeared to those right before he went up to heaven. He appeared to about 500. And I believe he was telling them all, go tarry till you be endued. But how many do we see in the upper room? We only see 120. What happened to the other 380? Somewhere they got lost along the way. I got a job. I'm too tired. I know there's situations that you can't come to the house of God sometimes, but sometimes we just let the smallest things keep us out of the house of God. Oh, but some of them, they were standing there gazing. But thank God for the 120 that went to the upper room and they tarried until they was endued with power from on high. When they left the upper room, they were no longer gazing, but they were blazing with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I hope we leave this church house tonight no longer gazing or looking around, but blazing and on fire that the world can see a difference in our lives. Hallelujah. They're not looking, the world's not looking for another dead, dry church. There's them on every street corner, but they're looking for a church that has something different. Oh, hallelujah. They're looking for a church that has hope. They're looking for a church that believes, really believes in what this Bible says. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But to have this shaking, the conditions have to be right. Just as in nature, for us to have tornadoes or hurricanes or different things, Brother Danny, the conditions have to be right. The temperature has to be a certain degrees or an amount of degrees, a space of degrees there. The wind has to meet together just right to cause a twister or a tornado. And it's the same way when we come into the house of God. The conditions have to be right for us to create an atmosphere for Him to come down and move and give us an outpouring. Can I hear it? Amen? Is this all right here tonight? I know I'm preaching different, but I feel this on my heart. I know this is the last night, and I wish I could preach into the heavens. I can't do it. I just felt the Holy Ghost lay this on my heart to tell you, get prepared and get ready, because you've got an outpouring on the way. You've got revival on the way. Hallelujah. But the conditions have to be met. And we read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, it says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking. Hallelujah. That's one of the conditions we have to meet. We got to pray. Hallelujah. We've been doing that around this altar this week, haven't we? We've been praying and we've been seeking God. That's one of the conditions we have to meet. But I want you to notice something else. In Acts chapter 16, Acts chapter 16, if you want, you can turn there with me. If not, you can just listen to me read. Paul and Silas, they were thrown into the jail cell. They was beaten. They was spit upon for preaching the word of God, for casting out a devil out of a little girl. Well, the rulers, they got all tore up. They threw these men into the prison, into the inner prison. And notice here in Acts chapter 16 and verse 24, it says, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They met the first condition and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Hallelujah. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. I believe them are the two conditions. If you're living right, if you pray, and if you praise every time, you're going to have a visitation of the Holy Ghost, because He inhabits the praises of His people. He lives in them praises. One black man once said, one black preacher, he talked about Paul and Silas, and he said, the devil didn't make his mistake when he beat Paul and Silas. He didn't make his mistake when he put Paul and Silas into fetters and chains. But he said where the devil made his mistake is when he put Paul and Silas in the same cell. Because where two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We got more than two or three here tonight. We met the conditions. We've been praying. We've been praising. So I believe we got a shaking in the making. Hallelujah. I believe He's going to outpour His presence here tonight. If we'll get hungry and thirsty, let's stand all over the house here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 So many times we talk about that upper room experience, but I believe we live below our benefits. We talk about that upper room experiences, but we live in the basement so many times. I want to challenge somebody here tonight to get out of the basement. Get in that upper room experience. If you already have the Holy Ghost, guess what? You can get a double portion of the Spirit of God. Maybe you say, I'm all filled up. Well, do you have all the gifts of the Spirit? Do you have the gift of healing? Do you have the gift of discernment? There's more to move up here. I believe we need them gifts moving in our churches in this day and hour. I say, oh God, give us that Holy Ghost shaking. Oh God, give me a thirst. Give me a hunger. Because I know You'll fill me up if I've got that hunger, if I've got that thirst. So tonight, I want to ask those that are hungry, that have been challenged, that wants to take your spiritual life up to the next level, I want you to step out right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, do you have too much of God? Do you have too much of His blessing? Do you have too much of His power? Oh, I challenge Bethel to get in here tonight and seek the Holy Ghost and seek the moving of the Spirit of God. Oh, let's take a little time. Are you going to leave this place gazing, or are you going to leave this place blazing by the power of the Holy Ghost? Oh God, help Bethel take their spirituality to the next level. Oh God, we've met the conditions. We've been praying. We've been praising. And You promised they got a shaking in the making. I pray, Lord, You'll lift them up as an exceeding great army. Lord, fill those up that don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. Give the others a double portion of Your Spirit. Oh God, if there's one in this house tonight that's not saved, Lord,